Whatever the X factor is, 44% of the TV audience of 20 million, apparently, last Sunday night decided that Matt Carter had that X factor. Young man of 26 from Essex who went to school in Stoke College and who describes himself in one of this week's papers as a bit of a bum. Painter and decorator, and according to his dad, he's been performing in show business for the last 14 years, performing in pubs and clubs with sticky floors in front of two people. So he has landed the prize of £1 million contract with a company, and he hopes that his song, When We Collide, will make the top of the charts by Christmas. No wonder he says he can't believe what's happened to him. From being a non-entity, one couple of months ago, he has now become a celebrity. The young woman in today's gospel, she too came from nowhere to become what surely she never in her wildest dreams thought possible, the most famous woman that ever lived, the most remarkable mother that ever lived. And if she had been told by an angel 2,000 years ago that in 2,000 years' time her portrait would have been painted by all the great artists of the world and hung in probably every gallery there is, and that countless women would be called after her, and that her face would be on millions of Christmas cards all over the world, how would she have felt? And she must be somewhat amused that in our time her picture on the Christmas cards is being replaced by robins and snowmen. And her story, as we know, almost had a different twist. If Joseph had exposed her because she'd become heavily pregnant from a trip to her cousin, she would be publicly stoned to death, like that woman in Iran at the moment who was waiting to hear whether she would be stoned to death or not. But instead of going ahead with his plan, he listened to the voice in his sleep and changed his mind. And so he changed the whole story and the whole history of the world. 3 months before that, the young woman had a message from heaven, and she listened to it, though she had a bit of difficulty in the beginning. And she went on from there, having listened to it and accepted the story, the message from God, and it changed her life. And the Christmas story is full of voices from heaven, bewildering the hearer, making them afraid, but voices that are always believed after a little hesitation. I don't know whether you agree that it is part of your belief that each one of us too has a voice that is from heaven, that is from God. It is called conscience, and it is in everybody. And most people, I suspect, have a very vague or maybe even false idea of what we mean by the word conscience. Can I say what conscience is not? It is not a voice within us that points out that what we're doing is wrong or accuses us of our sins. It is not a voice that accuses us of our sins. It is rather, and this comes down to us from the Jewish faith, a voice within that tells us to do good and to avoid evil. Conscience is an instinct, a voice within us that tells us to do good and to avoid evil. And any one of us, the youngest among us, can verify that that happens every day when we're doing things. We know instinctively when we're doing something good or when we're doing something that is wrong. And that voice speaks to us all the time, to everybody in the world. Everybody that comes into this world is, in the words of John's Gospel, enlightened by God. Enlightened by God. And it is this thing within us that turns ordinary living into something extraordinary. And if we train ourselves or try to listen to that voice, the quiet inner voice, what is truly special in each one of us is given a chance. A chance to grow and to blossom. When we try to listen to the voice within, the deep voice within that comes from the depths of our being, then our lives are lived at a much deeper level. At a much surer level, a much more confident level. Because we are in touch with what is best in us. What is heaving in us. What is life-giving in us. And that's what gives us the confidence to face anything that the world can throw at us. Could we call it the X factor in our religious life? The factor that brings out the very best in us. Michael is a young man in his late 30s who was here for a retreat recently. And he said to me, when I was 18, I lost my dad in a car accident. And yes, I think that somewhere in there, 20 years later, I still have that grief. But in the quietness here at the Priory, a lot of stuff has come out. And in these few days, I have learned to listen to it. And then he used an interesting phrase. He says, all this listening makes you access something deep. Makes you access something deep. And you could say that the whole of religion is meant to access what is deepest in us. And he said, for some reason, accessing that deep thing in me has changed my life in these few days. And that phrase, to access, to get in touch with something deep within us, reminds me of something a minister of another denomination said last year sometime. He said, I've come here to learn to minister from a deeper place. And he hoped that in quietness, in silence, in prayer, in reflection, he would be able to learn to minister from a deeper place. So maybe I could suggest that you would consider spending 10 minutes today sometime listening to your inner voice, which will guide you infallibly. Listening for the voice of God that speaks within you all the time. Augustine says, the word of God is always speaking, but is not always heard. Jesus is always, in some way, speaking to us, but we are not always listening. So this simple exercise can help us to see from a deeper place, to live from a deeper place, to love from a deeper place. One thing that's very clear in these gospel stories during Advent is that Mary and Joseph set themselves to listen to their voices from deep within, which is where God speaks to us. And we can do the same. Don't be afraid of listening to what comes to you from the depths. God only speaks words of encouragement. And when you find yourself listening and criticizing yourself, then you attribute that not to God but to the devil. So listening to what comes from the deepest place helps us to deepen our lives. And I very much like Michael's phrase, listening makes you access what is deepest in you.